Okay, you've got about 30 good keyword phrases that will help you find that little pond. Now we need to start working on a way to get all those fish to find your pond. The keyword-laden domain name is one of the best starts you can make. When you think about how you'd search for candle holders, that's our example from last chapter, your first idea would be candle holders, don't you think? So let's put that in your domain name. People also usually use a third word to try to narrow down the search results. Maybe they'll add something like cheap, expensive, or information, or maybe just info. Go to the domain registrar of your choice and check to see what .com names are available. For instance, let's try candleholdersinfo.com. What do you know? It's available, but don't buy it just yet. Let's check some other things out first. Here's a great tool to see exactly what you're doing when it comes to domain names. It's by John Leger, and it's free. And we give you the link in the book. It's pretty fast and will give you some pretty good ideas on domain names. Plus, it tells you the monthly total searches on Overture for that term. If you like using the tool, make sure you throw him a donation. He's a great guy. Before you go out and buy your domain name, type the keywords into Google without any quotation marks. Candle Holders Info returns 1,540,000 results. But if you type it in with quotation marks, you get 951 results. So what's going on here? That's a big difference. How come? Google always tries to please their customers, the people that are using search engines. They do that by trying to always return results that are as close to what the person typed in as possible. It will show the exact phrase, that's the one with the quotation marks, first, and then show phrases that contain those same words, but not necessarily right together like your domain name. That makes for happier searchers for Google. So, if your domain name and your keywords contain that exact phrase that the searcher typed in, you'll be ranked higher in results than a site that just has those same words scattered around in the description. And that's the idea here, to get the search engines literally slobbering over your site. You'll be using those keywords you've just been working on in not only your domain names, but your page titles, your page descriptions, your headings, and your article titles and the articles themselves. All you're doing is planting some spider bait. This process can be as long and arduous as you want to make it, or as short and sweet as you want. The outcome will be the same, so why not make the job fast and easy and get on to the next step? Remember what we're shooting for, being able to do one of these sites every day, and this just saved you a bunch of time. Oh yeah, go ahead out and grab that domain name. You can get it from any registrar you want, but 1and1.com and GoDaddy.com are probably the leaders in the field, and you'll pay anywhere from $1.99 to $8.95 per year. Now, that's not a bad deal.